A government panel of scientists concluded there were no health concerns that should prevent easier and faster access to Plan B, or the morning after pill as it's commonly called. But the Food and Drug Administration has not allowed it to be sold without prescription. In January, the Center for Reproductive Rights in New York filed a lawsuit based on how limited access affected individuals. Now Wisconsin plans to argue that it also affects taxpayers, who help poor women pay for unplanned pregnancies. Instead of filing a separate lawsuit, Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager decided to join the existing legal battle.
It is less expensive for the people of the state of Wisconsin to seek a federal remedy in this fashion than it would be were we to file a suit on our own.
By not preparing a separate lawsuit, Lautenschlager says the state also saves time in a case that's already underway. The Attorney General has actively supported women's reproductive rights, and her latest initiative is opposed by Wisconsin Pro-Life. Director Peggy Hamill.
It's outrageous that our Attorney General Lautenschlager is using our tax dollars to join in this lawsuit that is definitely very politically motivated.
The Attorney General is running for re-election, but Lautenschlager contends it's the FDA which is playing politics by refusing to allow emergency contraception over the counter. Lautenschlager says the FDA ignored its own medical experts because of conservative pressure, a decision that led one top staff member to quit the federal agency in protest. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.